So hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Seeking Serenity Abroad. So this episode, I'm just going to be very real, vulnerable. I'm really just taking this time for myself to really just vent and release and share. Don't know when I'm going to release this, but when it is, I hope that those who are listening get something from this, feel inspired, feel, you know, just okay, you know, like whatever it is that you're going through or have gone through, that there's so much greatness to look at on the other side, and that everything in which we go through is a lesson that we can definitely take with us as we continue, you know, going through this thing called life. So let's get into it. So in 2020, I moved to the Netherlands. I was obviously such the happiest person and shocked moving in the middle of the pandemic. God really came through for you, girl, you know, manifested this, prayed for this, planned for this for years. And in the midst of all of this planning and trying to get myself to live abroad as the ultimate goal, I found love. I found love in a place that so many people are like, oh my gosh, that's a dream come true to find love in Paris, France. And I surely found love December 2019, going into January 2020. And I wasn't necessarily like searching in a sense of like, this is the year that I'm going to find love, but I definitely was just open to it and having fun in the moment and just seeing if I could get back out there to dating. Because prior to my relationship with this guy in Paris, France, I was in a long-term relationship for like 8 years since high school with pretty much my high school sweetheart. And so it was like 2 years since we've been broken up. And when I went to Paris, France, I was going with the mindset of this is a girl's trip and let's see what this turned out to, because I know Paris, France just has some fine French African men, okay? And I definitely found him in the club that night. And, you know, when I got back to the U.S. after my Christmas New Year's trip in Paris, France, I didn't see myself really taking the relationship serious or just the interaction with this person serious, because it's like, bruh, you're in Paris, France, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia. And at the time, I knew that I was prepared and committed to move abroad, but I was not about to plan or think about moving for a guy, dude, I just met, you know, like that just was not on my mind. And so I just really remember just saying like, hey, listen, like you're cool, but I cannot see how I can take this serious. And you know, he was very persistent. He was super persistent with, you know, like, hey, let's just give it a shot. And I mean, I wasn't unfamiliar to the situation about people dating abroad and finding love abroad. And you hear about these beautiful stories and they married and they have kids and they're living abroad. But because I knew of those stories, I was just like, sure. Like, you know, this could be something beautiful. Like I just kind of opened myself up to that experience. And so I, you know, started to engage in text messaging and FaceTime calls because it was just better, because he spoke French, very little English, but text messaging was just super complicated because I wasn't understanding French. The boy wasn't understanding English. And we pretty much Google Translate throughout our whole relationship. But what was better was us being on FaceTime. And so FaceTime was our main source of communication. And so think about it. When you're seeing someone face to face through technology, thank God for technology, right? You really are developing a type of intimate relationship that is so different and unlike any other than being like personal face to face, right? Building that relationship through technology was really deep and intense, especially when the pandemic came about in March. he had bought a ticket for me to come see him March spring break. And mind you, I met him in January. So it was only like 2 months later that he was like, yo, come visit me. And I was like, okay, you like how I'm getting there. And he bought my ticket. And I was really like, oh, like the whole idea about dating abroad and that those beautiful fairy tale stories we hear about people finding love internationally. Like I started to believe like, whoa, this is actually my life right now. And he bought my ticket. And then the announcement of COVID-19 and airlines and airports shutting down and closing borders. It was like, like, damn, just when I was about to go see this man, you know, really hype, really just like, ooh, he was fun, everything. But I took it as a sign of God saying, slow your roses, okay? You need to calm it down because I don't think you need to be going over there to have sex or anything like that. It's too soon. And I was like, you're right. Not knowing that the pandemic will last for almost a year. It's about to be a year, right? And pretty much I was like, okay, so let's just maybe plan to see each other this summer. That would be even more dope because school would be out. We can actually have a longer time to spend together than versus a week of what initially I was going to go see him for. And so, of course, throughout this pandemic, now all of us worldwide forced to be home, working from home in some capacity, we just had more time to develop our relationship that I was not looking to fall in love or find love, but your girl fell for this man. And in the beginning, he was everything. Like he was a spiritual man. He really just boosted me up in a way that I needed, not so much that I couldn't give myself, but just, you know, someone to encourage me, to support me. Throughout those months of being in the pandemic, I was preparing to move abroad. Like, you know, I just was ready and he supported that. Like the man woke me up every morning during. So part of my goals of moving abroad, I was trying to save money, pay off debt. And so I took on Uber and Lyft, and child, that humbled me because I was like, I never thought I would be doing something like that. But I took it on because I just knew that I wanted this opportunity. I was doing everything, sacrificed everything for it. I put aside, you know, judgment, my ideologies, just all types of things. And I was like, listen, you do what you got to do for what you want. And this man supported me. He woke me up 6:05 in the morning. We're talking about a time zone difference. It's like 4 a.m. his time and, you know, 10 p.m. my time, or it's 6 a.m. my time and it's like midnight, 1 a.m. his time. And he was just there for me, like to encourage me, you know, when I was applying to schools and I just felt like, yo, can this still happen in this pandemic? I'm not hearing back from schools. Like, trust, serenity. God got you. Like, do you trust or are you going to worry? Like, he just really gave me everything that I needed to even push my faith even further, you know? Like, he really had me invested in my spiritual faith and invested in who I am and my capabilities and just my bossiness that I knew about myself. But to have a man just kind of amplify it, I was just like, yo, God, oh my gosh, like, yes. But the difference between us and what was interesting is that he was a Muslim man, but he always called himself a modern Muslim. And I will never forget that. I was so like, we will laugh about that. And I was like, what is your definition of a modern Muslim now, sir? And someone, you know, who's Muslim, but they modest about it. They not like the strict Muslim. But he still, you know, did his 5 times a day prayer, but he was kind of lazy on it. But that's neither here or there. And so I never, you know, planned to put Paris on the map as a place to move. Like, he just gave me that freedom of wherever you go, sis, like, I want you to figure out where you want to go, where you want to go. I'll be behind you and I'll fly to see you. Like, he was on that energy. And it just pushed my desires of where I wanted to go anywhere in the world, which was Dubai at the time, just even harder. Like, It was just love, right? Anyway, let's push past forward to all the beautiful stuff. We are now in January 2021, about to be February, and your girl today is single. I am no longer with my ex, the French Paris man, African King. I am no longer with him, and I ended the relationship. Now, I know so many people in my circle and family and friends was just like, girl, why? Like, girl, what? You know, and of course, we, you know, when you're the person that's breaking up with someone, you have your reasons. No one's in your relationship. Nobody knows what you're going through. But when I say moving to the Netherlands, which again was not my choice, but that's a whole nother podcast episode. When I moved to the Netherlands, I was just really like, God, this is really funny because I was trying to be out in some African country or in South Korea, Thailand, not looking at Europe because I always just consider Europe to be another USA. And I've lived in Europe in 2014, so I'm familiar with this. But when I moved here and when this was pretty much the one country that worked out for me and gave me what it was that I was looking for in my package, I was like, okay. Now, either this confirms that me and Yaya, which was his name, you know, is meant to be, or like, I was just really curious, like, why Europe? Like, you know, and Bae was in Paris at the time, and I was just like, this is too good to be true, like, but it was just something about it. And what really I learned from it was that sometimes God allows people in your seasons and in your life, right, to really teach you a lesson. They're there to be a part of your life for a moment, for an experience, for valuable, teachable moments. And that was the relationship for me. When I got to Europe, things started to really shift in our relationship. You know, back in the US, it was easy to just constantly be in touch every day and talking and growing intimately where we couldn't even touch each other physically, but it just like we were just intertwining and on a level that I just could not imagine. Like, shout outs to long distance relationship because that's where you grow some foundation, okay? Like, no sex for a couple months, no touch, no kiss, no nothing. Like, you're just purposely building on values, on intellectual intimacy, on shared experience, and really opening up, deepening our, you know, experiences and life lessons. Like, we shared some stuff that was really just dope. And again, like, that experience from January to June was like, that was, I don't know how many months is that, six months of just constant talking, developing. Like, you're forced to talk about spirituality and, you know, your future and past fears and childhood experiences, traumas, triggers. Like, I can go into a whole podcast about that, but I'll save that for another time. But anyway, fast forward, we're now in the Netherlands, we're now in Europe, and your girl is hyped because, and nervous, because now I get to really see this man that I haven't seen since January. I get to touch him, hug him, kiss him, and you know the other stuff that I'm gonna just keep to myself because this is a PG podcast, all right? Okay, so yeah, it just was different. Not difference in a sense of now that we've seen each other face to face, like we're not attracted to each other. Not that, because we were very well like, okay, all right, PG, we're going to keep it PG. But just, I don't know, like God started to shift and open things for me, you know, like he started to reveal things to me. Through him, through my ex, but even more importantly, through me. Like, sis still had a lot of healing to deal with. Some things that I thought I was okay with from my past relationship healed from, you know, in those 2 years. Now, let me just also say that I never felt like I was truly ready for this relationship with this guy, right? I definitely was like, I feel like we're rushing. I feel like we're moving too fast. But I also was just falling in love with him at the same time. And I was allowing myself to be and to feel and to enjoy the moment, because at the time, spiritually, it connected, it aligned for me. Although deep down I knew this is moving fast, but I understand that love has no time stamp on it, right? People get married after meeting 2 months and they're married, or 5 months and they're married, a year they're married. And I always looked at it as like, yo, I need at least a couple years to know that you're the one. But I allowed myself to just be and to experience something that was just, it is what it is, right? I wanted to just be and enjoy, especially in this pandemic season. I think the pandemic just taught us so much about just grounding and really not trying to plan and move and do too much for what's to come the next day, but really just be. And I allowed myself to be. There was no worries. I didn't have to go to work. There was no stress. I just allowed myself to love and be loved. And so, you know, it moved fast. And so now, you know, we're in Europe and the pandemic is still here. And so, yes, I'm now in the Netherlands, and Paris was only 3-4 hour train ride away, or a 6 hour bus ride away. But I would usually take the train because it would be really quicker. I can get there Friday night after school and spend the weekend. And our relationship really started to become a little different. Now, to give you more context, he is an African man, and in his culture, from his words and his mouth, you know, taking care of his family back in his home country was important. That meant he had to work harder. That meant he had to work a lot. And that also meant that his family was priority, like point blank period. And I respected that, because I want a man who values family, point blank period. But it became to the point where I saw over time, from July to I broke up with him in December, from July to December. Now, you're 3-4 hours away. There's no ban on travel or nothing. I would only see this man. I saw him 4 times out of the 6 months that I'm now in Europe, easily accessible to see each other. And that really bothered me. That really, really bothered me. And I was being so understanding. I was really trying to say, okay, his work schedule doesn't align with my schedule. You know, I'm really mostly free on the weekends if I'm not on a school holiday, because I'm a teacher Monday through Friday. And he just worked so much, not because he had to. I mean, in a sense, he had to. It seemed like he had to, but because he wanted to. And he put work before our relationship. He also put his family before our relationship. He also just put our relationship just last, you know? I felt like at a point I just was begging for us to spend time together. Like, why is it that we're so close, but I can't see you, right? Like, he'll always respond to me, I'll let you know when we can see each other. I'll let you know. And I just remember just now spiritually, like, you know, it was already a lot to deal with, shifting from a new country to a new country in the pandemic still. You know, just because I got what I wanted in life does not mean that God was still not stretching me and growing me spiritually. And so he was starting to show me things and reveal things that I still needed healing for, that I still needed to push through for, that I still needed to work for now being abroad. And this relationship was one of them. You know, he started to say to me, Serenity, look at yourself. You are stressing and wanting to be in this relationship that you fell in love with this man, right? Over time, it happened. But it just started to feel like a draining type of relationship for me. It reminded me of things that I said and wrote, journal, prayed about, that I did not want to experience in a relationship again or at all. And I started to realize that those things was happening in the relationship. And God was trying to tell me, if you say you didn't want these things, why are you still sticking around? You deserve better. You are young. You have no need to commit. And it was so hard for me, y'all, to like really just break, because I wanted to trust. I had my expectations. I had my vision on this relationship. I just was like, yo, this is so dope. We could travel together now. I live here. Like, all these things that you can envision, right? You meet the love of your life in Paris, France. Now you live in Europe and you can have this beautiful type of turn up vacation situation. And it was just not falling to be that way. And I felt like I was really sticking around, hoping that and being patient that it can turn into that, when it was really showing me that God was saying, I brought you here so that you can see for yourself that you are deserving them more than what you're hoping and dreaming for. If you're not getting it, it's time to walk away. And the message was walk away. Like, I want to say around October, the message was walk away. And I just was not trying to let it go. I was just like really confused. But deep down, it was like, Serenity, walk away. You deserve better. What you've asked and manifested from God, it's not here right now, and you need to walk away. And so here we are, single, healing, redefining, and I feel better. And so here's to a year of seeking serenity abroad, wholly, happily, and with God by my side. Peace, y'all.